There is a general belief held by many people that we cannot choose how happy we are, that our happiness is a result of our genes, our brain chemistry, our history, our family, our circumstances, and even just down to our luck. I have written this book to show you that this is not true. In actual fact, anyone can change their levels of happiness by consciously changing their mindset and their habits. My aim is to help you do just that. There are three great motivators in life that impel us to act, think, or speak in any given circumstance. These are 1. Survival. To meet our needs for food, water, connection, and shelter. And procreation, when we take into account the biological imperative of our species too. 2. Pleasure, or the experience of good feelings. And 3. Pain, or the avoidance of bad or uncomfortable feelings. This audiobook is focused on the second great motivator, increasing the amount of good or positive feelings that we experience. It is, after all, so often the driving force behind so many of the things that we do and pursue. Unfortunately, many of the ways that we attempt to find increased happiness are often ineffective or unsustainable. By this, I mean that we try to become happier by means that do not actually work, certainly not for an extended period. They may also be harmful to us and/or the people and the world around us. With this in mind, it would seem very sensible just to cut to the chase and discover what can effectively enable us to experience more positive emotions in an ongoing and sustainable way. The skills that you will develop by listening to this audiobook will also have a very useful impact on the third great motivator, your desire to avoid pain. As you become increasingly positive and optimistic, you will be less likely to get caught in negative emotions, whilst being more resilient and able to move through challenges. Fascinatingly, becoming happier makes us more effective at meeting our survival needs too. Happier people are more effective, productive, and healthy, as well as better at developing good social connections and relationships. Before I go any further, let me just clarify what I mean by happiness. The intention of this book is not to make you happy, 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 all of the time, as a way to avoid difficult emotions or to impress other people. This would be taking us into the realms of the potentially frivolous, self-serving, and ungrounded pursuit of a form of happiness which is inauthentic, unnatural, and potentially destructive. Rather, my intention is to enable you to experience more positive states on a day-to-day basis and be increasingly at ease and content. It is about developing the skills that will nourish you on a deep level and allow you to enjoy and appreciate life much more. Nearly everyone wants to be happy, but when it comes down to it, most people are not very clear about how to actually become happier. Most people think that happiness will come in the future when something happens, a job, a raise, a relationship, some good fortune, etc. We constantly pursue various things in the hope that they will bring us happiness, but these things do not guarantee that we will become happier at all, and certainly not on a long-lasting basis. If being happy were just about what we owned and earned, as we are so often told by the advertising industry, then we should be quite ecstatic at this point. However, in the past 40 years, although the average income in the USA has tripled, happiness levels have hardly changed, and are, in fact, slightly lower than they were. At the same time, depression has rapidly increased. 1 in 2 people in the Western world are now likely to suffer from depression. Why? When we have so much, are we not satisfied? Our general levels of discontent seem to have increased recently for several reasons. Many of our beliefs about how to be happy are false. Our consumer society conditioning has had a massive negative impact by keeping us focused on where we are lacking. Unnatural, modern-day ways of living in regards to having fewer real social connections, poor diet, and exercise habits affect our capacity to be happy as well.